Hello, this is 5 minutes. The prophet says the finished work of Christ, episode 745. And today is the last day in Congo Brazzaville. It's been a fantastic time. Miracles, salvation, power of God. And thank you all, BNP partners who have been sponsoring and helping with this work. The Lord reward you mightily for supporting the Healing Jesus campaign, for supporting Evangelist Dagwood Mills. Okay, so let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the golden. That is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "More brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, was Paul yet saved? No, believed in vain, because he believed in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ, the physical events, but not the revelatory. And we are looking at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. That says, "My son, daughters inclusive, pay attention to my word." So how are you going to pay attention to God's word? So you have to decrease your attention on other things. On the social media, decrease so that you can put more time into God's word. The word must become priority. In knowing about the finished work of Christ, the word must be. Went into Mark 11 and we saw Jesus with his disciples. He cursed the fig tree. The following day they came and said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead." And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11, 23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea." Who is going to speak to mountains? He said, everybody can speak to mountains. No, of course not. No, we're not talking about boulders. We are not talking about stones. We are not talking about sand. Oh, no, 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 the physical thing. That's not what we're talking about. Challenges, things that you have right now, situations, issues. And Jesus says that the king will speak faithful words and it will happen. It will come to pass. So we're just looking at why are some people speaking and it's not working? How come? And now we are on the path of deception. And I'm saying, or if you heard me in the previous episodes, I was talking about how the devil has been able to manage the whole world, deceive the whole world. And that if you are going to overcome the deception of the world, or it's not going to touch your skin, touch anything of yours, then you must be rooted in the word. Your roots will have to go deep into the word. When you receive the word of God, like I'm talking right now, the word of God is coming to you. You are not going to be the type who say, Prophetess Olivia says, no, no, it's going to be your personal word. It has, you have to personalize the word. And that is why when Jesus was talking about the sower went out to sow, Matthew 13, when he was explaining to the disciples later, he said, the sower went out to sow. First place that the seed fell was by the roadside, wayside. And what did Jesus say? He said, when anyone heareth, when he was explaining the meaning of seed, the word that are falling by the roadside, he said, Matthew 13, 19, he said that when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not. So the first thing is that when you don't understand, then the wicked one comes and he catcheth away that which was sown in the person's heart. The pastor did well. He did very well by sowing the word into the person's heart. But it did not work because Satan came to catch it away. Number one, because the person didn't understand it. So, okay, what kind of understanding? When I sit in class, my understanding, that's not the kind of, we are talking about revelation knowledge. And that is what a lot of people, listen, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 is a prayer. From verse 17 to 23, it's a prayer to pray for yourself, to get revelation. The veil must be taken off. And for a lot of people, they are still walking in Old Testament things still work. No understanding, no revelation of Christ. The brightness and radiance of Christ has not yet come to them, of the resurrected Lord. I'm not talking about Jesus of Nazareth, but the resurrected Lord, the one who is now King above all kings and Lord of all lords. Yes, very important to have a revelation of him and to understand what Christianity is all about now. Oh, hallelujah. So now, no understanding, then the wicked one comes and catches it away. Then he says, then he is talking about those who, the one that fell by the roots, the stones, into the stones, because the second place that it fell, or the second kind of heart, is the stony heart. This which he which receives seed by the wayside, by he that received, okay, sorry, but he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receive it. So this person, when as I'm being speaking, your heart is bubbling with joy, and you cannot wait for tomorrow's episode, and you are so excited. But why are you not seeing it taking root? I'm glad for the one that you have already begun to put the words you are hearing into practice, and you have testimonies for me. So when I meet Prophetess Olivia, the things I will tell her, she'll be amazed. Yes. But there are others who are hearing, you hear with joy, but you're not seeing results. And that is what I say is because you do not have roots in yourself. In yourself. The word has not become a personal revelation. It is Prophetess Olivia who is talking to you. But it's not something that like you're sitting down in church. No. Okay, I'm going to get to understand it here. I wish I could even send her this message. I wish I could, she could explain this one. You are not doing that. It must become personal to you. The word must become personal. By stripes I was healed. But it's a personal. It has to become personal. Personal. And I will teach you how to meditate, because meditation gets roots. It gives you roots in yourself. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.